Read Cosmopolitan. Read Cosmopolitan, ladies. Read Cosmopolitan and you'll see just what I'm talking about. Man bashing, man blaming. Now you do know Cosmopolitan is the woman's war manual. You do know that. It is written in a code only women really understand. If you're a man and you understand Cosmopolitan, you're gay. And let's talk about gay people for a moment, shall we? Next to women on television moaning, whining, complaining, and blaming are gay people. Gay people, all the time, telling us, we're part of society, you must accept us. And I say, yes, you are part of society. I have no problem if you're gay. I don't care if you're gay. Who really makes gayness an issue, though? I think gay people do. Because if you tell them you don't care if they're gay, they get, like, pissed off. But I'm queer! Okay, relax. Shouldn't you be in a parade or something? And I have to be very careful talking about this subject because, again, here's the hypocrisy of our age. It's okay for a gay to make fun of a straight, but boy, if a straight person says anything about a gay, you're homophobic, you're gay bashing. Oh, come on. We all live in the world together. Oh, I mean, how can you escape this issue all the time? Should there be gays in the military? Look, who in the hell wants to be in the military? It's a rotten job. Maybe we should just have a separate gay army. That would scare the hell out of everybody. President gets on the phone, hey, I'll send our gay army over there. You know they take prisoners. If you mimic a gay character, like you see in their famous celebration days and all those things, all of a sudden you're accused, you know, oh, that's stereotyping, you know, that's gay bashing. And you know, you see them all prancing and screaming down the street. And I go, well, wow, what's going on here? Because I've had to deal with this. I've been confronted right here in LA by militant gay groups. One time held up on traffic by a group called ACT UP, holding up traffic, screaming, we're queer and we're here. After about an hour, I put my head out my window of the car. I said, hey, I'm straight and I'm late. Three weeks ago, some old Chinese guy made a pass at me. I don't get angry. I just thought, hell, I can still turn ahead.